Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on National Social Assistance Program, Strengthening India's Social Security Framework. The participants are Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor.
The central government-sponsored scheme, National Social Assistance Program, or NSAP, has been running since August 1995. Political analyst Vijay Kranti now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program to talk in detail about this scheme. Mr. Kranti, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Kranti, my very first question to you is, what exactly is the National Social Assistance Program and why was it introduced?
Well, the basic purpose of this program, which was started long ago, as you said, in 1995, is that in India, unfortunately, we have had always a section of society, and quite a sizable one, who have been financially vulnerable throughout for many reasons.
Yes.
And these sections, especially many among these groups, are so vulnerable that if the society or the government doesn't hold their hand, the life will become really unbearable for them. So to provide some relief, plus to make them stand on their own feet, these programs have been started. So the basic purpose is to help those vulnerable sections of the society who need the hand-holding, financial support. So this is the basic reason.
So when you say that the vulnerable sections of the society, is there a benchmark, is there a criteria that these are the people who would be eligible for this particular scheme?
Yes, surely. That is the reason why this whole entire plan was started, because it was observed that there are many sections among society who need this support, and because they need financial support, so the criteria has to be financial. So the government, the society identified people who are below poverty line.
And even there, certain criteria, those below the poverty line and who are not getting benefits of probably other such government schemes.
You are right. And also those who are vulnerable, who are not only not getting government support, even socially, there is no organized support for them, which is reliable and which can run continuously. So for that, there are plans which were introduced.
So this program provides basic level of social security assistance, as we just discussed, to the most vulnerable category of citizens, which include the elderly, widow, and the differently abled in both the rural and urban areas. Now, three of the programs under this scheme are pension schemes. Can you tell us more about these pension schemes?
Yes. The very first one is Indira Gandhi National Old Age Pension Program, which is meant for old people who are between the age of 60 to 79 and above. So for those who are 60 to 79, for them there is a provision of 200 rupees per month from the center. And after that, when the person is 80 or above, then this money increases to 500 rupees per month. But this is not the only amount, because this is a very meager amount.
Right.
This whole project is a joint project of the center and states. And luckily, although we see a lot of competition between the center and states, or a disagreement on many issues, political or other issues, but these plans are where both of them agree. Not a single state in our country has disagreed. Rather, there is a provision that the central government will give support and an equal or more support will come from states. So we find that in many states, the contribution of the state is rather more than the central government. So that makes it, in that sense, an acceptable for both sides. So one is, as we discussed, Indira Gandhi National Old Age Pension Plan. Then we have Indira Gandhi National Widow Pension Scheme. So there are women who lose their husbands and they find that the resources are not enough or not supportive, and they need support, especially when they are in a higher age group. So for widows from 40 to 79 years, there is a provision of 300 rupees per month. And after she crosses 80, the amount goes to 500. And this is again, as I said earlier, is a contribution of the center. It is a central government scheme, but in collaboration with the state government.
It's being supplemented by the state governments.
The state governments also are expected, and they do. They contribute the same amount, and it is voluntary for them to contribute more. And in many, many cases, the states are contributing more than the center. So this is a very positive sign. And then there is the third pension scheme is Indira Gandhi National Disability Pension Scheme. So this is for those individuals who are, for some one or other reason, are disabled, because they need support in the younger age. So after they have crossed that age where the family is there to look after people, and then people want to stand on their own feet. So from 18 to 79, This scheme offers 300 rupees per month, and after age of 80, the amount becomes 500. And like the previous two schemes, the state governments also contribute right. the same amount or more amount.
So the other two schemes under the National Social Assistance Program are the National Family Benefit Scheme and the Annapurna Scheme. Who all are eligible for these programs and what are the benefits?
For National Family Benefit Scheme, this is meant for those unfortunate families where the earning member, for some reason, maybe some disease or some accident, is dead. And then the family needs some support. So there is a one-time support of 20,000 rupees for such families, provided the breadwinner who died was 18 to 59 years age. So this is a one-time support. And then Annapurna scheme, this is food security, food support. And it is for those people who are left out for some reason from other schemes. And especially the old people who are eligible, but they don't get into pension scheme for one or other reason. So they get 10 kilograms of food every month, so which helps them in at least to keep going.
As Vijay is saying, let me share with our listeners that at present, the National Social Assistance Program caters to more than 3 crore beneficiaries across the country.
Yes.
And as we said, across both rural and urban areas.
Yeah.
So the next question I want to ask you, Mr. Kranti, is that as with many other central government schemes, the beneficiaries of NSAP mostly receive financial assistance through the direct transfer of benefits or the DBT mode. Now, relevant details of present and potential beneficiaries are now fully digitized and Aadhaar-based authentication has been integrated in the scheme. How important is this digitalization to promote transparency, reduce fraud and for financial inclusivity?
Yes, this is a very relevant issue when we come to the government supported schemes, especially when finance is involved. If the government has provision for some money for certain individuals, then what is expected is that money should reach the real pocket. It should go into the real hands.
And the entire amount?
The entire amount. When it is digitized, and especially when the government started this compulsory for each individual and banks to open bank accounts
yes.
for individuals, even if they have zero money.
Zero balance accounts.
You know, that is a revolutionary idea. Because once every individual has a bank account, and of course it is verified because of Aadhaar, so then any money which is meant for that person, for any reason, from government's pocket, then it doesn't go through hands. It goes directly to the bank account, which means no agents, no pilferage, and the money 100% goes to the right person, which means it will be used by the right person for right purpose, which increases, number one, the credibility of the whole project. It increases the beneficiary effect of the scheme. It improves the faith of individual, the poorest man or
yes.
woman in the system. It improves their financial situation. It improves their
self-respect,
self-confidence. That is the beginning point from where a person who has been below poverty line, totally in a hapless situation, where the person can start thinking for himself or herself, take decisions, financial decisions.
Right.
This is something which starts a chain reaction. Then you find that the money which comes from the government, it becomes like a seed for that family.
So let me again share with our listeners that so far under the National Social Assistance Program, a total of more than 2 crore 50 lakh beneficiaries have had their Aadhaar numbers linked to their NSAP account, and this information is accessible to the public on the official NSAP portal. Mr. Kranti, when we're talking about the eligibility criteria for a program such as the NSAP, how crucial is the role of local bodies such as the Gram Panchayats and the municipalities in identification of eligible beneficiaries and in the disbursement of assistance?
I would say like the idea of last mile connectivity. So in these schemes, the last connectivity point is the local panchayat or the municipality, where even it's a small town or a village, the information about each individual is known
right.
to the local leadership, to the local office bearers. So that makes it, number one, very transparent that who is eligible for this support, who is getting this support, and if somebody has been denied it, then somebody has to explain it. So that makes it quite transparent, and therefrom that chain of the confidence in the system and the productivity of those resources which are reaching people, that starts.
What is the role of monitoring in the implementation of social welfare schemes?
Without monitoring, no scheme can be successful. Because if there is, the government is giving money to certain individuals who have been identified as those who deserve it. So once the money moves, then there has to be clear monitoring. Earlier the monitoring is the right person should be identified to get it. And once the money has moved, then it should reach the right person. If it reaches the right person and it is monitored, then the whole scheme is successful. If it is going to wrong pockets, then again monitoring comes. Then those have to be identified. If you remember, I'll give you a very small example. When Aadhaar was implemented, very huge, hundreds of crores of rupees were spent on this exercise. Right. And there were people who were objecting to it, that why you are wasting so much money in playing with computers. What are you going to do with this information? But the very first impact was when Aadhaar linked public distribution system, the ration shop.
Yes, PDS.
When ration shop was connected to Aadhaar, immediately there were millions and millions of fake beneficiaries who didn't exist. They were only registers. The ration was going for them in their name and it was going into black market.
Right.
So in the very first year, the money which was saved was more than what was spent on Aadhaar. So here comes the monitoring.
Right.
The system itself becomes a monitoring system.
So if you look at the bigger picture, apart from the economic and social aspect of schemes such as the National Special Assistance Program, how have such schemes impacted the financial habits of the beneficiaries, and what is the overall impact on society?
As far as the behavior, I would say the financial behavior of individual. A person who didn't have a bank account was getting some money out of some government plan. And if the money reaches that person, wonderful. But if that money doesn't reach, then it's all waste. But since this money started going direct to the bank account of the beneficiary, number one, the beneficiary got 100% of what he or she deserved. Second, now because the person has a bank account, he or she will withdraw only that part of that money which is really needed. And what you call the value of possession, that I have money, I have my account, I have money in the bank account. So that makes most of the people disciplined about using that money. And you will discover that the total amount of business done by people who join as zero Jandhan account with banks has been enormous. And economists were really impressed to see that how big money.
How does such schemes help the country and the society so far as overcoming the people living below the poverty line?
Yeah.
So how is it impacting those people and the country overall?
You know, recently, if you remember, there was a report by World Bank. They call it Poverty and Equity Brief. And last time it was Spring 2025
right.
report. They have issued data which says that because of such schemes in India, the number of people who were below poverty line, they used to be more than 16% in 2011-12 period. And when they compared it with 2022-23, then they discovered the number has come down from more than 16% to 2.3%, which is remarkable.
Which is remarkable.
And it has come down further. The recent latest one is that 25 crore Indians who used to be below poverty line have come out of it. And those people who were in the lower middle class, they have moved to the upper one, to the middle class. So that is a remarkable change.
And such remarkable change is happening through government schemes such as the National Social Assistance Program or NSAP. Mr. Kranti, thank you so much for joining us in this program and for sharing your views.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on National Social Assistance Program, Strengthening India's Social Security Framework. The participants were Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.